the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. You ready? Here we go.
Ready.
Hold on, I'm having a little technical.
Classic technical difficulty. You
know, well, I'm having
top
a technical.
Five overfired at the very beginning. It seemed
it
a little loud, overmodulated a little bit.
And then we got to that part of the song that we never hear.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It drags on
because
a little bit.
Because we're having a technical. It's
know.
All part of the government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that the TSA actually runs the top five at five. Did you know that?
Oh, no. A lot of responsibility.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
I feel safer.
That's why it's really the long lines at O'Hare at mm-hmm. 5 o'clock are because they're working on this project.
Got to do
it. From 5 to 5:30.
Somebody's
like
got to do
thing.
It.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Keep the top five
number
at five safe.
Number five.
Mike Pence sat down with Stephanopoulos today and ABC News. And he says that the border wall is being held up by the Democrats. And Jonathan Carl asked the Veep about the campaign promise that Mexico would pay for the wall. Well, what about that?
That was a promise that he didn't say once or twice or three times. He said over and over and over again, Mexico's going to pay.
That's right. And the president renegotiated the NAFTA agreement, now the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, in a way that will benefit the United States of America in jobs and tax revenues in the hundreds of billions of dollars a year.
That's not what he said. He didn't say he was going to renegotiate a deal.
To come.
He didn't quite say that, did he?
No.
It's pretty clear the way he said it.
Walk your way out of this.
He said Mexico was going to pay.
And we've also, John, negotiated a new arrangement with Mexico going forward that when individuals come into this country and come to this country and apply for asylum, they'll be able to remain in Mexico while they're going through the judicial process. As I sit here today, Democrats refuse to even negotiate to end the shutdown and address the border crisis, and it's time they came back to the table.
Okay.
President going to try to sway the public tonight.
That's what this is all about tonight.
Humanizing the border wall and the need for it and try to bring more people onto his side.
Nobody buys. Even Sarah Sanders doesn't buy the whole, they're paying for it because we renegotiated the Uskamamama. First of all, the Uskamamama.
Not the NAFTA, it's the Uskamamama.
Uskamamama does not even exist yet. So we don't even know what we're going to get out of it. Congress has to ratify it. It's a treaty. It's not going to, and who knows if that's even going to happen. And we've had every expert in the world, including the ambassador to Canada, who was part of the whole NAFTA and Uskamamamama thing,
right.
Explain there's no difference between NAFTA and Uskamamamama.
Very little.
I mean, it's like, come on. You know, Pence, if you want to be president, and you got a very good shot, right now, Nick has you. I forget if his name is Vic or Nick anymore because I know I can't remember who's the real guy. Nick has you right now as a lock to be president in this year. You're like a 10-to-1 favorite. You're a 1-to-10. A 1-to-10 to become president. You're going to have to start acting a little bit more, you know. We need to trust somebody. And it might as well be you. Because that's that human bobblehead routine where you just sit there and you smile and your head moves back and forth.
Yeah, and try to defend things like Mexico's going to pay for it.
Yeah. You're going to be president before Christmas. We're going to have the war on Christmas again because of you. All right.
Number four.
Isn't it be perfect to have him as president during Elf on the Shelf season, wouldn't it? Because he's like the perfect guy to be. He's like a human Elf on the Shelf. And he has the exact same expression as the Elf on the Shelf when the president's talking. Sort of wide-eyed, looking at you, you know, like, is he doing something? Is he enjoying something? Is he passing gas? Because the Elf on the Shelf, it looks like he's either got his hands down his pants or he's passing gas. It's one or the other.
Or he's sinking back in his chair when it gets ugly, like with the Chuck and Nancy back and forth.
Right. Exactly. It just sit there. And it's like he becomes a human statue with the Elf on the Shelf expression. Okay. Oh, Kellyanne Conway was speaking today. She got into a smackdown with Jim Acosta of CNN, nemesis. He asked her if Trump would be honest in Tuesday's Oval Office speech.
Can you promise that the president will tell the truth tonight? Will he tell the truth?
Yes, Jim, can you promise that you will?
I will.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I'm not the
one
who has
to mention God to you.
Problem like you do.
Jim, I know that's the truth. Make sure that goes viral.
Okay.
This is why, by the way, this is why I'm one of the only people around here who even gives you the time of day.
Can you guarantee?
And let me get back in your face, because you're such a smart ass most of the time, and I know you want this to go viral. A lot of these people don't like you.
Wow.
They don't like you. She really is. This is the best mean girl act of all times, isn't it? She's like, she walks into the lunchroom, right? And she's like, I'm not going to sit with you.
No one likes you.
No one likes you.
Why are you even here?
I can't even. Whatever.
You know what's worse than hearing her do it? You two do it.
Kevin and Roe, mean girl.
Whatever, Violetta.
Whatever.
Whatever.
People don't even like you here. Why don't you go? Why don't you go to another school?
I like when they talk over each other and they just get louder and louder.
Wait, is there more of this blank show?
But let me just be respectful to the media writ large, as I always am. Mm-hmm. I explained that was alternative information and additional facts. And I explained it many times. And don't you put it back in my face for all the corrections that your network needs to issue. I was on your network 25 or 26 times in 2018. I'm one of the last people here who even bothered to go on. And the disrespect that you show to me personally, I'll just look past.
Ma'am,
and don't call me ma'am to make it up.
Don't call her ma'am, because it really annoys her anyway. It annoys every woman when you call them ma'am, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not the best.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I called someone ma'am today and I felt weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, nobody says ma'am anymore.
People call me ma'am. I'm like,
they say miss.
Not ma'am.
Is miss okay?
Nah, not missy.
Not miss even.
All right, missy. I got your alternative facts right here. And by the way, what a pile of steaming horse excrement that was, which was I was offering not alternative facts, alternative whatever the words were that she just said there. They lied. That all goes back to the crowds at the inauguration.
Yeah.
And they were clearly lying about it. I was offering an alternative, an additional information. The additional information was a lie. And you know what? It's been 500 days or whatever it's been, and there's so much other water under the bridge, and who really gives, you know, two bleeps about that, 700 days, whatever. What has it been? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter. It does not really matter.
Nobody even likes you.
Nobody, seriously.
Get out of here. Who invited you?
A lot of these people don't like you.
A lot of these people don't like you. No, yeah, she didn't even, she waited until the end, like,
sounds
and by
like
the
something
way.
Something Violetta and her friends would say in, like, grammar school.
Right. A lot of these people don't. Okay, so who is it that doesn't like me? If Jim Acosta were like, he'd go, wait, who? Who? That Caitlin Collins, she likes me, right? She's my colleague, right? Does Sarah Sanders like me?
No one likes you.
Sarah Sanders has to like me, right?
Nobody even likes you.
That sounded very natural for Viola.
Does Major Garrett like me? I like Major Garrett.
Nope. Try again.
All right. Find out.
Nobody even likes you.
Wait a second. Do you realize she's the counselor to the president?
Yeah, I know.
The
that's
counselor
the problem.
To the president just said, people around here don't even like you. Oh, my God. What happened to America? Kim, what's going on in the news?
Cook County State's attorney calling on victims of singer R. Kelly to come forward.
A lot of these people don't like you.
No, senor! No, senor! Hey, papa!
Oh, boy. Another day in Washington.
A lot of people don't even like you.
It's very good. That's very good.
I feel like I can't stop talking like her, though.
Oh. Oh, my God. What is she going to do on the other side? What on the other side of this, after everybody's either gone to prison or America is a smoking ash heap, what is Kellyanne Conway going to go? Who's she going to represent? What company is going to hire her to represent their brand?
How is she even where she is now?
Well, she helped the president get elected.
Yeah. She's been a political operative pollster for a long time. I don't know. Anyway, can we move on now?
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, we got to do this. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Oh, no.
What?
Lindsay Lohan is back.
Speaking of Mean Girls.
Right.
We're just talking about it.
She is going to star in a reality show about her as a businesswoman. Apparently she's a businesswoman now. She owns, what, hotels or something, right?
She's yeah, opening she up owns a club. Clubs, yeah.
Beach house clubs in Mykonos, Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Forest written all over it.
Are you ready? To work for me, you have to be the best of the best.
I'm so nervous to see how Lindsay is as a boss.
I'm going to watch everything they do. They came here to work.
Everybody's stressed out.
I didn't bust my ass for this to happen. Just like everyone watches me, I'm watching them. Cameras flip now.
She said she's trying to remake her image, but I don't really hear it from that promo there, that there's something different. She's buying her own island, by the way, called Lindsay Land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's buying it.
She has her own.
With her own money. Right? Remember she was having to like Uber to her court appearances? And the lawyers were all like, we're leaving. We're not getting paid. We're leaving. Let me just ask you this. Mm-hmm. Does this make her the next president of the United States? Because it sounds a little like The Apprentice.
Please.
She looks way different.
Nobody even likes her.
A lot of these people don't like you.
She's not that little actress from, you know, Parent Trap anymore. She looks like
the before and after of don't do meth pictures.
Yes, exactly. Where they show the mugshot of the woman with the stringy hair and the no teeth. That?
Yeah.
Progressively getting worse.
And the TV
looks like
really...
she's 60 and they go, born in 1999.
Like, no way.
Number two.
Remember Brie? The Bachelor contestant who greeted Colton Underwood with an Australian accent.
Colton, what's your name?
Bree.
Bree.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You got a nice accent. Where are you from?
The accent, it's Australian. I was hoping that you're kind of a sucker for accents.
I am. I
didn't know what you think about it.
I love it. I'll see you inside, all right?
Okay, all sounds right, good. Bye. I'm not really Australian, but you have to do what you can to stand out.
Oh, gee.
I'd like to clarify something after seeing the episode.
Mm-hmm.
She does not lie that she's from Australia. She says, oh, the accent, it's Australian. So she didn't really lie. She just said, I thought you'd be a sucker for it and making like a good first impression.
But she doesn't have an accent.
Can you people just stop here? I have more tape. Stop explaining what she's about to explain.
How are you?
Oh, crocky, mate.
Yeah.
So I came up to you with an Australian accent earlier. I don't know if you noticed, I'm not actually Australian.
Oh, I was like, Jesus, where did it go?
My Australian accent is kind of like an icebreaker, so I'll just like start talking like I'm from Australia, and it's really fun.
Oh my God. You know, even a concrete cowboy, that wouldn't last. I just want to know, you walk up to, like, even at Bottle Blonde, if you walked up with an Australian accent, all the guys there would be like, okay, whatever, next.
It's the icebreaker. A lot
She's
of Valley Girl
hot,
talk.
And there's more of her.
So have you even spent time in Australia?
I've never been. I would love to go, but it's my favorite accent.
So wait, where are you from now? Like, where are you living
I'm
now?
From L.A.
L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for work, for modeling, do you stay based out in L.A. or do you travel? Or?
I get to travel a little bit here and there.
I'm Southwest.
In L.A., so.
Gotcha. Obviously not to Australia or anything like that.
No, not to Australia. Not anytime soon.
Hey.
Yeah.
You're a pro at this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gee.
You're a moron. I can't believe. You know, the only thing that has worked here is that promo that shows him actually jumping over a fence. That's the only thing about this that you go, oh, maybe the guy's interesting. Maybe he's like an incredible athlete and he's going to do. Maybe he's a superhero. But I don't care if he lost his virginity. I don't care anything about these people whatsoever.
Is he the virgin? This one? I've lost. Oh,
yeah, this is the virgin.
He's a red bird.
Okay.
This is the virgin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From Illinois State.
Oh, you know what? Oh, don't do that. Illinois State doesn't need that. They got you and Richard Roper. They don't need this.
And Jane Lynch, John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Craig Robinson.
Don't do this. Do not add him.
Fear the bird.
Do not add him.
He's out.
All right. Because that was the promo. Has the virgin lost his virginity? That's like the big promo this week.
Maybe that's just his icebreaker.
Because that's the, right. I think
I'm a virgin, but not really.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of reclaimed it. I've got four kids, but the point is that, like, I stopped having sex for like a week, so like I'm a virgin.
Gotcha, I have kids and herpes. Totally gotcha.
Oh.
Not a virgin.
Oh.
I get around a little bit.
Colton, a lot of these people don't like you.
Colton does not have herpes.
Colton does not have herpes.
No. All right. Lawyers.
Number one.
Just kidding.
Gotcha, joke. Not a virgin.
Oh, God. All right.
Best of luck to everybody.
Last, yeah, exactly.
I got a blister.
Right, I got to take a couple weeks off. The Monday Night Raw last night, Hulk Hogan paid tribute to Mean Gene, who died last week at the age of 76 from complications of a bad fall. Throughout his long tenure with the WWE, Mean Gene was known for his charisma, his impeccable skills as an interviewer, and in some cases, comic relief. The Hulk spoke for WWE superstars and fans alike with this message.
Well, let me tell you something, Mean Gene. I know exactly what you're doing, brother. You're up there, and all the angels are singing Tutti Frutti on top of those big white clouds. I know that you're putting the greatest tag match together, brother. The tag match between the Macho Man, ooh yeah, Randy Savage, and the Ultimate Warrior versus Rowdy Roddy Piper and Mr. Perfect. So, Mean Gene, I guess there's just one question. What you gonna do when Mean Gene O'Mania runs wild on you, brother?
I still can't believe people buy this, but okay.
It's fun. I bought it back in the day.
Did you buy that it was real, or did you never believe it was real?
Well, when you were very young, yes. We were like, wait a minute. Did he just really pummel him on his head? Did that happen? Is he hurt? Like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But then,
they're making physical contact with each other. That part's real.
I have boxes and boxes and boxes of wrestling figures. I was obsessed.
I remember the day I told my dad it wasn't real.
And you were five.
It's almost like, yeah.
That was last year. Dad, we need to have a talk, Dad.
I think he's like, go to your room. I'm like, okay, it's not, just letting you know it's fake.
Broke notice how the guy always gets back up? Have you ever noticed that?
That's true.
At the end, when you think he's out, he comes back in. Do you ever notice that?
That's true. But they're always clutching their back, and it really looks painful.
Yeah.
The look
some of these guys actually do get hurt.
Oh, they're all a mess later on in life. They can barely walk, get out of bed.
Yeah. Because it's a gymnastics thing, and the pratfalls and the whole thing. It's just craziness. That's what I'm here to tell you. What I'm also here to tell you is that we got to close this thing up. And then on the other side, Mark McKinnon is going to join us. The circus is coming back. It's so messed up. They got to bring the circus back. It's starting again. He'll explain the whole thing to us, but first, Kim Gordon standing by. She's got the WGN News right after I close this door.
The top five at five.